And as we know, the children are amanat to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a test upon us also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again reminds us in the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reminded us in the hadith, in his teachings also, about the importance of looking after our children, the upbringing of the children, the tarbiyat of the children also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara wa qudha an-nasu al-hijaratu 'alayha mala'ikatun ghiladun shidadun la ya'suna Allah ma amara wa yaf'aluna ma yu'maruna. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your children are a test upon you. How you utilize them, how you bring them up. These things are very important. We dealt with this topic before, but as a reminder, because why we have come that time of the year, where many of us have made plans, alhamdulillah, for vacation. Children will come say, Sheikh, we are going here for vacation, we are going there for vacation. All these things are good, alhamdulillah. It's good to take your children for vacation, let them see. You can see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the world. But they should not become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as parents should create such an environment where they don't become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where we play a very big part. That is where we play a very big role. As we know, Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child has been born on a natural census. That is, born with iman. That is why it is necessary for us, though it is a sunnah, but what a great sunnah, that we give adhan in the child of the ear of the, or in the ear of the child when the child is born. We give iqama in the soul that the greatness of Allah is instilled in the child. The child should realize that now he's coming into this big vast world. He must not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance of Allah should be in the heart of the child at all times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his teaching also he said, now when the child grows up, the first thing when the child is about to speak, when you know now he's able to speak, he's saying some words, what should you teach the child? Should you teach the child about money or what? No, the first thing you should teach the child is kalima la ilaha illallah. So that the greatness of Allah is in the heart of the child. Every step of the child should be a reminder. When the child reaches 7 also, encourage the child for salah. So that salah, the child will realize that this is the means that I can communicate with Allah, I can link myself to Allah, I can get near to Allah, I can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all avenues that have been taught to us in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we as parents, we as you as elder people, it is our responsibility also that we create such environments also. And alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his father and karam, that those avenues have been created in our environments, in our societies, in our communities. People are making effort, they see the need of it, they see the importance of it, and with that they have created such environments. One such environment, respected brothers and friends, is the Muslim schools. Is a Muslim school. They haven't asked me to stop, just from my side, that we have to encourage our children to attend such environments. I'm not saying don't send them to the other environments, to the public schools and that. You can send them there, but at what cost? At what cost are we going to send them there? It is very important that we bring them an environment. We don't say it is a perfect environment. We don't say they're going to get the best of knowledge, the best of education. There is trial and error in every step that we take. In every step that we take, there will be some trial and error. But alhamdulillah, brothers who have taken this responsibility and we have seen the importance of creating such an environment for our children, have established Muslim schools. You'll find one in the Islamic School of Seattle, which is running for a number of years. Then here on the east side, alhamdulillah, brothers have taken the initiative and the community have taken the initiative of establishing such a center also. Our children should be encouraged to go to those centers. Because why? Number one is that, alhamdulillah, does the name Muslim school already give them an identity? They already know that we are in a Muslim school. That I am not in a Christian school, I am not in a Jewish school, I am not in this convent school or this school, whatever it is. They themselves know that by being in a Muslim school, they are already identifying themselves as Muslims. Not that they will not identify themselves as Muslims in a public school. What I am saying, there is much more difficult. How many children we know? After September 11th, they were shy to say they were Muslims. They were afraid to go to school. This shouldn't be the condition of the child. This shouldn't be a condition of the child. By enrolling them in Muslim school, inshallah, number one is that they will have some Islamic identity. I don't say it will be perfect. We don't say that they will become perfect mu'mineen. قالت العرب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبهم. When those people came and told those Bedouins, they came and told Rasulullah, yeah, we are mu'mineen, we have brought iman. Rasulullah said, now you have just accepted Islam. Iman has not reached the recesses of your heart. But this is the first step. This is one of the steps where the iman can be instilled in that child, where iman will be taught to that child by telling him the stories of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, by telling him the importance of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that way his iman will increase. In that environment his iman is not going to increase. In that environment rather his iman will start decreasing. Because why? They will start talking about other things. He is going to see other things in front of him happening. What the result? He sometimes he'll come home and question you. Sometimes he'll come home and question you. I'm not, it's not just. One parent came to me the other day and he said, you know, my child says, he's questioning that, should I be a Muslim or shouldn't I be a Muslim? Are we in the right religion or are we not in the right religion? This is it. Which environment? That environment. The environment of the school. So that is why it's very important that from now we encourage, we speak to our children. Sometimes our children will not want to, because why? Oh, there's no baseball league in our school, there is no basketball, there is no soccer, this thing, care, tell you. These are things for the dunya, this is for the kuffar. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ. This is the life of the kuffar. أَوَ لَنِي سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةِ الْعَرْضَ فَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. These things have to be taught to the child. These things have to be explained to the child. That, oh my child, this is not the end. Yes, you will have time. I will see that you get time for your basketball. I'll see that you get time for your baseball. I'll see that you get time for your soccer. Whatever other activities, we create an environment. We make sure we sacrifice our time and we take our children to the environment. But at the same time, we make it a duty that we see that our children try and get the best education. And one of the avenues is the avenue of the Muslim school. Some of us, it has not dawned on our hearts yet. That the importance of this. We are still prepared to send our children at those schools. I'm not saying, but we will. The results of it we will see later on in life. When we are in our old age, and because now their minds have been so indoctrinated by that system, they will behave like those people also. Then we'll regret, no, I should have done this and I should have done this. We have seen these experiences, respected brothers. All these experiences we have come across all these experiences. Another avenue that has been opened, respected brothers, and has been carrying on for some time, even prior to my coming here, was the Sunday school. The brothers have taken time, brothers and sisters are sacrificing their free time, their pleasure time, to see that the children in our society, in our community, get some Islamic education. Those children that don't want to come daily, at least once a week something has been created for them. Now we have to question ourselves, is this once a week enough? Every day we need to eat. Every day we need to eat to keep our physical selves, our physical bodies going. Spiritually, once a week we find it enough. So Sunday schools have been established for those who don't have the time or the importance has not been in them. Or some of them have the importance but they cannot travel far distances for daily education, Islamic education. So what they will do, they will attend the Sunday classes. So that the children are in some form of environment. They are some form of Islamic environment. That is one avenue that has been created also. Another avenue that has been created, alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah, is the daily classes that is taking place. 3 days a week in Bellevue, and 2 days here in the Medina Academy, here in the Redmond Schoolhouse also, whereby children are taught the Quran, sometimes taught, the history depends on the children that come. Most of the efforts at least been taught on how to read the Quran. Because this is the age of the child. This is the age where the child is going to learn to read. Remember when they come to that middle school level or that high school level, they don't have time. They are so engrossed in their homework and in this project and that project. And then they want to do this after school curriculum or extra activities. That they don't have time. This is the time, the child, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, bring the child in the environment, teach them how to read the Quran. One is memorizing. But if a child doesn't know how to read the Quran, it becomes very difficult to memorize. You as a parent have to sit for hours. You have to sit for hours. And even though they might memorize something, but if they don't know how to read it, if they don't know how to read it, it becomes difficult for revision to be made. So once the child knows how to read the Quran, it becomes easy for him to read, easy becomes for the child to memorize also. In that way, when they forget something, they go back to the Quran, they read it themselves. They can read it themselves. They are not dependent on someone to teach. So these daily classes have been started for them also. This is what we should encourage our children to do also. Just like they go to school every day, we should encourage them to get some deeni education every day also. And like I say, now the vacation is coming. Effort has been made in the Muslim school. Efforts have been made in the Sunday schools. Some efforts have been made in the daily classes also. But what is the most important environment? The most important environment is the home environment. That is the environment where the child spends most of the time. Now it mustn't be such that when the child goes back to the home environment, there is water poured over all the teachings, all the effort that has taken place in the Sunday school, in the Muslim school, and in daily classes also. What the environment that is contrary to the command of Allah, contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah. What the child has learned is seeing something completely contrary in the home. And this is where we as parents play a very important part. Very important. To see that we create that environment of the child. Yes, okay, the child wants to play basketball. We will take the child for basketball. We will take the child for baseball or netball, the girl, whoever. But at the same time, remind the child, nice time for salah. Nice time for salah. You have to perform your salah. Listen, my son, listen, my daughter, this is your vocation, but I want my tilawat. You have to read, make tilawat of the Quran every day. You make tilawat of the Quran every day. Help as far as the cleaning of the house or the upkeep of the house. Teach them values. Don't spoil our children. We are not prepared to accept the faults of our children. No, the teacher is wrong. The sheikh is wrong. Or the words, I'm not saying, no complaint, I'm just saying. This happens. We've seen this experience. We've experienced all this, alhamdulillah, by the grace and mercy of Allah. Sometimes some parents will never accept that their child is at fault. Their child is at fault. They'll say, they blame it on the teacher. Sometimes it results in that state where the teacher is immigrated into science. Sometimes the teacher has to leave the services of the school also. Sometimes even stripped from the board of education or from the board of teachers also. That the license is taken from teaching also. Because what? One parent who is not prepared to accept the responsibility that the child itself has misbehaved, but will blame everything on the teacher. Right? This is very unfair. We have to teach our child proper etiquette. That is why Rasulullah said, the best thing one can teach a child is proper manners. When you send a child to the Sunday school, when you send a child to the daily classes, when you send a child to the Muslim school also, teach the child how to behave. We don't say everyone is perfect. Some are hyperactive, but they must be told how to control that hyperactivity. You know your child is hyperactive. You know your child does wrong things at home, very robust at home, tends to break things. He's going to do that in the environment that he's at also. Sometimes in a Muslim school, sometimes in a Sunday school, sometimes in the daily classes. But then you must be prepared to accept the responsibility. Don't always run to the teacher and blame the teacher. And the teacher was not able to look after my child. No, the teacher has only that visible time. You have most of the time at home. You have most of the time. That is why the first madrasa, the first university, the first school is the lap of the mother. It is the lap of the mother. So children are going to go on vacation, and it is for us to see that we see that this vacation, you know, they say holidays, we make this holidays into holy days. Make their tarbiyah, and this time also. No child is too small. Don't think that my child is small, the time will come. No. This is the time when the eyes are open, the mind is this thing, they are focusing everything. Everything is taken in. This has an effect for the rest of the life. This has an effect for the rest of their life. So very important this vocation, respected brothers and sisters. That how we control our children in this time also. Also, sometimes we have youth. Now for youth, those I'm talking of 14, 15, 16 years, for them to go and sit in a class now for 2-3 hours is very difficult. It's very, very difficult. Let us be honest. They have that energy, they want to go on the field, they want to go here, they want to experience this, they want to experience that. Now if we say, here my son, here's $10 for the day, you go and do what you want to. Don't come and bother me, don't come and bug me. I don't want to see you for the rest of the day. You come back home at night. Now where is the child going? He's going to go to the movies. He's going to go to the gaming zone. He's going to start mixing with drunk friends. He start meddling in drugs and all this thing. And then who's to blame afterwards? They will say, no, that environment was wrong and that was wrong. But who was the cause? We as the parents were the cause. Because why? We took no interest. We took no interest in the dini education, dini upcoming of the child. One avenue today, if the child does not want to sit in class, doesn't want to take any lessons, there is one avenue today, alhamdulillah, which is proving very, very beneficial. Whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not. Some of us call it bidah or whatever it is. It's the avenue of the jama'at al-tabligh. Children over 15, send them out. They will see, they will start interacting with other youth from other societies, other communities. They will see the importance of it. Because why? They'll be staying in the environment of a masjid. They'll be staying in the environment of the masjid for that 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, or even 40 days. Let them read their salah, every salah of theirs with salah, with takbiratul ula. Let them sit every day for ta'aleem that takes place in this going out, in this khuruj. Let them start making the dhikr of Allah. Then you will see they will come back different. They will come back different. We don't understand it today because why? We have not spent that. We say, no, some of us say this is bidah or this is that. No, people make this thing. Because why? We have not understand it. When we spend time in something, then we will start understanding it. One is to give all the masail. But when the fazail is there, it becomes more important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masail only started coming after 10 years of nubuwwat. After 10 years, when was the first one of Salah? 10 years ago. First was all fazail, fazail of Jannah, fazail of the do the, you know, follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fazail is very important. What masail we have to give our child? The fazail of ilm, fazail of amals also. And when is the child going to pick it up? We'll pick it up here. The child is not prepared to sit for 2-3 hours in a class. He says, the child will be going here, even one day in this area. They are prepared to go. They are prepared to go. They are going to mix with other youth. They are going to see different things. And then you will see, inshallah, most of the time, they come back as better people. I don't say it. Sometimes people get spoiled. It depends on those that are taking them. Sometimes their time is not spent correctly. It happens. In every situation, in every community, in every institution, these things happen. We cannot blame the effort. We cannot blame the school if the child became a drug addict in the school. Can we blame the school? No. We cannot blame the university if the child became a drug addict in the university. Similarly, we cannot blame the Jamaat al-Tabligh if the child became spoiled in the Jamaat al-Tabligh. But this is an environment that has been created also. Otherwise, what's going to happen? Many youth are going to be looking for jobs. Because why? Oh, I can earn money. I can buy what I want. My father doesn't want to give me, my mother doesn't want to give me. I can go and work. And the mother, oh yeah, it's just son, go and work. The son is going to go and work. He's going to work in an environment where it's un-Islamic. He's not going to probably get time for his salah. And now, in this time, he's probably not even get time for his Jummah salah also. For 3 months, 2.5 months, he's going to miss every Friday Jummah salah. Because why? He's working. He has a very important responsibility. All these months, Allah was looking after him. You are looking after him. Allah gave you the means to look after him. Now what happens is that, now he needs a job. It will help him. This is all dhoka. This is all deception from shaitan. This is all deception from shaitan. You don't have to send the child out to work. Allah has given you means to sustain him without him working. Keep him at home. Keep him in an environment where he can benefit. If he wants to go and work, these are the hours to work. I drop you off. I pick you up. And you go nowhere else. Otherwise, the money he's going to earn is going to go to his whims and fancies. They probably meet someone, they're going to have some shakes together or some food together, and from one friend, you know, lead to another friend, and then this liaison, and then that liaison, and at the end of the day, we sit and we regret. Because why? We did not put the importance of this in the room. So youth are very important also. Many of them have made their plans. Many of them have made their plans. We've got to see that how we work around those plans of theirs. We have to see how we work around. That is why one of the important factors is that in every society there must be some structure the way they can go to. And that is why a masjid is very important. That we have to make this effort to establish the masjid so that the youth can go there some. They can go there. If they don't have any place to go, where are they? They're going to go to the malls. They're going to go to the gaming zone, to the entertainment centers. Because why? We have not created another environment, another avenue for them. So it is very important that we create such avenues and such environments so that they benefit also. We came from environments, alhamdulillah, for Muslim environments, we came to work in this country, alhamdulillah, so we know the importance. What is going to happen to them? They are in environments in those schools where they are taught something else. Like I always give the example, one bucket of water, one drop of urine, makes everything najas. So little bit they indoctrinate them in those schools, at the end of the day, after a few years, and we have seen it. Where the father and mother were five times, they used to perform five times salah. Children came up and said, what is the import? What is this exercise? I don't have to perform salah. Where people turned away from the deen, because why? The effort was not made on the child. Too much emphasis on dunyavi education, on this worldly education. What's the result? Your deen suffers afterwards. And then we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oonun an ra'iyatihi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the importance of us of this in our hearts, in our hearts of all the meaning till the day of Qiyamah. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا فاحذرهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم وفي رواية ومسلمة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا الى الجنة وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله لنا ولكم القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآية والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك قديم بر رؤوف ورب رحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اهتديتم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعدي غرضا فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا اكشف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا
يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزوج وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر.